Everyone, happy Friday. No, happy Good Friday. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this broadcast is only 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is resurrection has come to your house today. Our scripture comes from Luke 24, verses 1 through 7. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live by calling 323-870-4180. And that number, as well as information about me, the ministry, the ability to contact me for your church, and to hear previous Morning Motivation broadcasts, is on our ministry website, which is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I also inform you that I've been recovering from laryngitis over the past few days, so please forgive me if my voice sounds raspy, but I got a word for you this morning. So let's go into our Bibles, Luke 24, verses 1 through 7, and I am reading from the KJV. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Resurrection has come to your house today. Now, I want you to make it personal to you. Repeat after me. Resurrection has come to my house today. Come on and praise the Lord for his word. Now, here we are on this Good Friday, celebrating as we prepare for Sunday, observing that most holiest day to Christians, the day which is established to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Knowing that that resurrection provides for us the opportunity to enter in into eternal life and to live our best lives eternally as we spend time henceforth and forevermore with our Savior. But the word that the Lord gave for me to encourage you today is to understand that resurrection and living your best life now, receiving the abundance of Christ, walking in the newness of life, does not only have to occur after you die, but that resurrection, transformation, improvement, continual, perpetually living in blessings, and in a state of existence of being blessed, you can have that now. That's why resurrection has come to your house today. Now, because this broadcast is only 15 minutes, I'm going to give you 3 steps for you to ensure that resurrection comes to your house today. And not only today, but henceforth and forevermore, in alignment with the word that I just read unto you. The first step is that you must be willing to bury past behaviors. You must be willing to bury some things. You see in that scripture that we read this morning, in order for Jesus to be resurrected and to be able to carry out God's divine purpose in his life, he first had to be willing to be buried. There are some things in your life, some things in my life that we know are not in alignment with the Lord. There are some things that may not be sins, but they are weights. They are those oppressive situations, circumstances, and people which always keep us living beneath our privilege, always keep us depressed or angry or toxic or sick. There are some habits we have. Maybe it's overspending. Maybe it's overeating. Maybe it's being overaggressive. Maybe it's being a backbiter or a gossiper. You see, it's not always those sins we like to call out. Well, he's a drug addict. She's a drug dealer. He's a fornicator. She's an adulteress. She's promiscuous. Those are the easy things that we like to throw out. But there are some other sins of the heart and the mind that you must be willing to bury in order to get to resurrection. You see, the mind is a powerful thing. It is where we actually begin to conceptualize who we are, what God has for us, and how he has ordained for us to move forward in life. So you got to be willing to look inside yourself and find those things that are causing you to constantly be a statistic of recidivism, a habitual offender, always sentenced to life without parole or the death penalty, always labeled as a convicted felon spiritually. You got to be willing to bury the past so that you can be pardoned, so that you can obtain clemency, so that you can walk in resurrection. Praise the Lord. Number two, you must be willing to undergo the transformation process. You see, Jesus did not just die or get buried and rise immediately. Instead, he stayed in the grave 3 days and 3 nights as he underwent the transformation process to be able to resurrect and walk in the newness of life and ascend to its purpose in Christ. Sometimes that transformation process, those 3 days and 3 nights might really be 3 weeks and 3 nights for some of us. It may be 3 months. It may be 3 years for some of us. Whatever it takes, you see, to get you from the old you to the new you, you must be willing to do. It may be, for example, that you got to sit down with your spouse and you guys got to hash out the issues that got your marriage to the brink of divorce. Maybe you got to go to counseling. Maybe you got to reestablish trust. Maybe you got to find that fire, that love with one another again. Maybe it is that you are just a bitter, toxic person because you've been hurt in the past. You got to be able to sit down with yourself, accept your role and your accountability, and always choosing the wrong person. See, that's part of the transformation. It is a change of the mindset so that when you resurrect, you won't go back to toxic people, toxic relationships, toxic patterns, toxic jobs, toxic life. You will instead live your best you now. That's when resurrection comes to your house. So you got to be willing to go through the transformation, whatever it is. Maybe you need to create a budget. Maybe you need to start exercising. Maybe you need to clean out your refrigerator and get rid of all the junk and start eating more healthy. Maybe you just need to sit down and map out your life. The Bible tells us in Habakkuk 2:1-4, write the vision and make it plain so that you can run with it. Maybe you got to work a second job to get out of debt. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the transformation. And then the third step, it's walk in the resurrection. See, it's not enough for you to bury the past. And it's not enough for you to go through the transformation if you are unwilling to allow yourself now the liberty and the freedom to enjoy the pardon that has been granted in your mind, in your life, with your children, with your spouse, in your relationship. You've got to, in other words, realize that once you have been pardoned, you are no longer subjugated to the things of the past. You don't have to walk around and let people keep bringing up that old you that you buried. You don't have to keep bringing up the old you that you buried. You don't have to keep walking around being afraid to be the new you, being afraid to be the best you, because you always fear that someone will say, well, I see you now, but I remember you way back when. Instead, you say, that was the old me that has been buried. And if you are only coming to the grave just to bring some spices to preserve my old body, then you're not someone that can remain in my life. Because the angel said, why are you looking for Jesus? He's living among the dead. So in other words, why are you looking for the new me in the old places? Why are you wanting to keep the new me bound in grave clothes in the old places? Why must I always keep apologizing for my past? It's buried. Resurrection has come to my house today. I want to tell you how powerful this is, because I'm about to have to wrap up to stay within our time frame. But in the book of Proverbs 29 and 18, the Lord says that where there is no vision, the people perish. But when you will begin to get a vision, see yourself as God sees you, get yourself and your household, your spirit aligned with one mind. The Lord said in Genesis 11 and 6 that when the people come together with one mind or one language, there is nothing impossible for them. When you begin to understand that you must go through transformation and you are willing, as the word tells us in Philippians 2 and 12, to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling, then you will enter into a land more than enough. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature, that behold, the old things have passed away and all things have become new. You become just like Paul in Philippians 3 and 13. You are always running, looking forward to, fighting for the prize. Why? Because resurrection has happened in your mind, your life, your spirit, your soul. You are living your best you now. You're not waiting for it to happen next week or tomorrow, but beginning today on this Good Friday, you are looking for the Lord to accomplish his word in Deuteronomy 28 and 13, that he will make you the head and not the tail. You are looking to be like the widow in 1 Kings 17 and 16, that your barrel shall never be empty. You are looking to be like the word in Ephesians 4 and 1, to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you have been called. You are looking to live, hallelujah, like in Ephesians 3 and 20, to receive exceeding abundantly, because you realize, like the word said in John 10 and 10, that although the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy, God comes that you may have life, and that more abundantly. This is what happens when resurrection comes to your house. It is a new place. It's a new day. You got a new walk and a new stride. You got happiness and joy, not because you don't believe that you won't go through trials, but because you know you are victorious. Resurrection has come to your house today. We got just a few minutes, so let's quickly go into prayer. Dear Lord, this morning we come in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for everyone who's tuned in now and who will hear this later. Father, I thank you for even giving me the strength of my voice, because I've had laryngitis all week to even be able to speak this morning. Lord, I pray for everyone on this broadcast, everybody today, that today they will bury the old toxic them. They will bury the old sinful them, realizing that all they have to do is take it to the cross of Jesus, repent, ask forgiveness of sins, and that they will now be pardoned. And then, Lord, that they will be willing to put forth the steps necessary to undergo the transformation. Just like when someone has been losing weight, but they keep wearing the old big clothes until they're ready to come out and take the clothing off and say, "See me now. I've been undergoing transformation." And then, Lord, that they will forever walk in the resurrection that is called to their house today. Because on this day, Lord, we have broken bonds. Father, we have come in. We have loosed them from their infirmities. We have loosed them, Lord God, from depression and bad health. We have loosed them from being broke. We have loosed them from being not delivered. We have loosed them from being unsaved. We have loosed marriages from divorce. We have loosed children from incarceration. We have loosed every bond in their life. Their grave have been removed. We will no longer seek them among the dead. They are now living in Christ. And Father, I come in agreement with them right now, according to your word, that if two of us on earth shall agree as such in anything, that thing shall be done. Resurrection is done in their lives today in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone listening who has backslidden or you are not saved, I extend to you the invitation of Christ on this Good Friday right now. Repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sins and I repent of my sins. I ask you to come now into my life and I receive you as my Savior. I now confess that I am saved. I now confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, come on and praise the Lord. I want everyone to say, wherever you are, resurrection has come to my house today. Resurrection has come to my house today. Call out those things you need to bury. No one can hear you. The lines are muted. Wherever you are, call it out. If there's problems in your marriage, call them out into the atmosphere and say, I bury you right now. Whatever it is that you know you need to get rid of, speak it into the atmosphere. Say, I bury you right now. Hallelujah. Resurrection has come to my house today. Hallelujah. Before I give you our task for today, I just don't want to remind everyone to set your alarms to join me on Monday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. And call in at 323-870-4180. I also want to invite you to share this word with other people. Come on and help somebody else to get resurrected today. It will be on my fieldd5.com website after 8 a.m. Eastern on the morning motivation page. Yes, I still feel the spirit. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, your task for today is threefold. On today, which is Good Friday, I want you to take some time with the Lord, and I want you to bury all of the old and toxic things that need to be buried. I want you to sit down and write out a list at some point today. And if you're married, get with your spouse, and you guys write out your list individually and write out your list as a couple. If you got kids, write out your list individually. And then write out your list as a family. But for everyone who's in your household, each person write out their individual list of what they need to get rid of. Then write out what you need to get rid of for your household. And then I want you to pray together and speak those things and bury them unto the Lord. Then tomorrow, which is Saturday, I want you to go through the transformation. So then I want you to come together and make a plan for what you need to do to not go back to those old things that you buried on yesterday. Maybe it's spend more time together. Maybe it's get off social media sometimes. Maybe it's have a date night. Maybe it's have family day. Maybe you need to go back to school. Maybe you need to start exercising. Maybe you need to set a budget. Maybe you need to let go of some friends. Maybe you need to get some new friends. Maybe you need to work on your behaviors. Be honest. This is a transformation. Write out your plan for how you're going to fix your life. Excuse me. It's then on Sunday. Excuse me, everyone. I'm recovering from laryngitis. And then on Sunday, I want you to walk in your resurrection. Get all of your family, and you all go to church together. And know that you have now been pardoned. And never go back and exhume that dead body again. I love you. I'll see you Monday morning. Happy Good Friday. And happy resurrection has come to your house today. Celebrate.